Okay, before we get to the news, I just want to point something out. By the way, this is Jesse. You haven't heard from me in a while. Dan Jackson has been taking over. He's been doing his amazing job, and it's freeing up all my time to get more stuff done so we could build more Eastern Sierra Now greatness and get you the news faster, get more video projects done, everything. So, you know, the app, for instance, great stuff. If you don't have it, you need to go get it. Go to your mobile app store now. But what I'd really like to point out right now is this. I made a promise that when we got to 1,000 subscribers, we were going to pull a name out of the hat, and the winner was going to get a dinner for two at Copper Top Restaurant in Big Pine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a couple days behind because I checked the website, and we have 1,016. So we pulled a name from the hat, and sure enough, the winner is, drum roll please, I don't have any effects hooked up to this, so I'm just going to go, MardenKott@gmail.com. MardenKott at gmail.com. And don't worry, MardenKott, I have sent you an email already informing you that you won. If I haven't heard anything from you in 3 days, we will take the next hat. Next name out of the hat, excuse me. So we'll see what happens. So stay tuned. From here on out, we're going to do it every 100 subscribers. So when we get to 1,100, there is going to be an awesome prize that we will be pulling from. Hey, after 1,100, maybe we'll go to every 50 subscribers. I don't know. There's prizes galore. We need to be giving stuff out, man. This is Eastern Sierra. It's amazing. So, again, congratulations, MardenKott@gmail.com. And if you hear this, reach out to me at info@easternsierranow.com and let us know that you won. We will get you a gift certificate, and you'll be good to go. Everybody else, if you have not subscribed, get over and do that because you want your name in that hat for all the great prizes we will be coming up with. Okay, back over to you, Dan.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Dan Jackson, and thank you for that, Jesse. Congratulations to our winner, and we'll be doing another giveaway every 100 subscribers. So let's push for 1,100 so you can get a prize from Eastern Sierra Now. And now, let's take a look at the news.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Copper Top Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Plan ahead and recreate responsibly on the Inyo this weekend. Bishop, California, August 31st, 2022. With Labor Day weekend and an excessive heat watch approaching, Inyo National Forest reminds visitors to recreate responsibly, plan ahead, and prepare for any closures and fire restrictions. September also marks the start of National Preparedness Month, a time to prepare for disasters or emergencies that could happen at any time. Although the Eastern Sierra can be a great place to beat the heat, the rising temperatures can still pose risks for campers and hikers from heat-related illness. Use sun protection, stay hydrated before you get thirsty, and plan early morning hikes to avoid the hottest part of the day. The forecasted high temperatures also mean vegetation will dry out faster and increase the chance of starting wildfires. Although forest officials will be extending the hours of firefighting staff, they will still need your help to prevent wildfires. Campfires, as well as barbecues that use wood, charcoal, are only allowed in designated developed recreation sites and recreation residences or resorts. No dispersed campfires allowed. Gas-powered devices are allowed with a California campfire permit, including a wilderness or dispersed camping areas. Smoking, only allowed within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or an area that at least 3 feet in diameter cleared of all flammable materials. Vehicles and power tools. Be sure to maintain your vehicle's proper tire pressure, ensure adequate tire tread, and check brakes for overheating. Do not drive or park on vegetation. Do not drag chains while towing. Off-highway vehicles and chainsaws require a spark arrestor. No vehicles or tools, including chainsaws or lawnmowers, powered by internal combustion engines off designated roads or trails. If you have a valid woodcutting permit, you may only operate a chainsaw at certain hours. Call 760-873-2555 for daily recorded woodcutting information. Escaping to the mountains for a getaway into nature also means a higher responsibility in your outdoor ethics safety. Forest officials remind visitors to follow the Inyo's rules for dispersed camping and to camp like a pro. Food storage. Never leave food storage containers or coolers or cooking utensils outside of the provided bear boxes. even for a minute. If there is no bear box, secure these items hidden away in your vehicle. Never leave any food or toiletry items inside your tent. Watch this video. Go to easternsierranow.com for the link, or just open up the app. Trash. Protect wildlife and our waters by using trash receptacles correctly. Or even better, pack out what you pack in. Trash receptacles may be full. Reduce your waste by bringing reusable items wherever possible. At your campsite, look around for dropped items like trash and toys left behind. Never bury trash or even food scraps. Leave no trace. Pets. Control pets at all times, or leave them at home considering the dangerously high temperatures forecasted. Dogs must be leashed in developed recreation areas. In wilderness areas, they must be under strict voice control and heeled at the owner's side as if there was an invisible leash. Outdoor safety. Prevent an unnecessary search and rescue operation. Practice safe hiking ethics and emergency preparedness ahead of time before you lose cell phone service. For any additional questions, please reach out to one of our visitor centers. And it looks like CDC's streamlined guidance for COVID-19. Also, Mono County has a list of COVID-19 testing and vaccination clinics scheduled for September. Go online to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the latest up-to-date information. Business Excellence Awards Gala and Eastern Sierra Entrepreneur Workshop. Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards Gala. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards Gala is the business community's event to honor the top-performing businesses and professionals in Mammoth Lakes. Nominations for the Business Excellence Awards are currently open, and we want to hear from the community. Have you had a great experience at a local business or received excellent customer service? Be sure to nominate the business or person by Tuesday, September 6th. Go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app for the link. This year's 6th Annual Business Excellence Awards is taking place on Thursday, November 3rd at Canyon Lodge. Sponsorships and tickets are available and can be found through the link on easternsierranow.com. Eastern Sierra Entrepreneur Workshop. Eastern Sierra Entrepreneur Workshop. Pitch it. How to talk to people about your business. Save the date. A free business workshop for entrepreneurs? The Capital Summit is just around the corner, and the Eastern Sierra Small Business Resource Center wants to help you get in front of the right capital partner and successfully pitch your business. Where? The Bishop Country Club at 1325 U.S. Highway 395 in Bishop. When? Monday, September 19th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And for who? Entrepreneurs at any stage of business interested in seeking funding to grow their business. What to expect? An introduction to sources of capital that can help you start and grow your company, including options for your particular stage and aspirations. An overview of what information each funding source will require from you. A workshop on how to talk about your business with an emphasis on storytelling, community building, and networking. Light refreshments and a cash bar. To RSVP, go to easternsierranow.com and click the link. About the Eastern Sierra Small Business Resource Center. The Eastern Sierra Small Business Resource Center is a welcome center for the region's businesses and entrepreneurs. Its vision is to directly support businesses and be a catalyst for regional economic opportunities through access to knowledge and resources, networking opportunities, and events, collaboration space, and an enhanced entrepreneurial economic system. Initially sponsored by Inyo County, the ESSBRC is working to bring entrepreneurs, local leaders, and community stakeholders together with federal, state, and regional partners to build momentum and opportunities for the entire Eastern Sierra region. And on to the important news for the day. The Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds has put out a notice. Please be advised of the following at this year's Tri-County Fair. Tickets. Please purchase in advance and save time. There will be multiple entry gates for those that have pre-purchased tickets. The Tall Man Gate and an additional gate in Lot B will be used for pre-purchased tickets only. Tickets can still be purchased at the main gate. However, ticket prices will increase on September 1st. Get here early if you have tickets to any of the grandstand events. Security. Per CHP requirements, metal detectors and bag searches will take place at the gates. Please don't bring in alcohol or weapons. Parking. All parking will be $5. A percentage of the proceeds will benefit the Bronco baseball team. Please support them and be prepared to pay for parking. Excessive heat. We will be experiencing extreme heat throughout the weekend. We will be providing a family cooling center in the back of the Charles Brown, sponsored by Cardinal Village. The cooling center will have tables, chairs, and activities for kids. The parade will be held on Saturday, September 3rd at 11 a.m., and the route is down Home Street, not Main Street. We will start the parade with our cattle and horse drive. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening once again. So amazing that we've gotten to 1,000 subscribers, and let's get to 1,100. Let's get another free meal out there. And before we go, I'd also like to say thank you to Brood Awakenings. They're one of our sponsors, and they're an amazing stop in Big Pine. They're down at 120 South Main Street, down in Big Pine, and they are a fantastic little coffee shop. I love going in there, getting my pick-me-up for the day, and especially, I can't pass through Big Pine anymore because my daughter sees it and goes crazy. They have the best fresh-cut fruit. Their pastries are great. You gotta stop in. You gotta check them out. They are fantastic. I love going there. Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.